war crimes for abducting an American from his home in a Ukrainian village.
During the abduction, we allege that those defendants threw the victim to the ground while he was naked, tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who says the four Russians are identified as members of the Russian Armed Forces or its proxy units, two of them are described as senior officers. The key question at this year's U.N. climate talks, COP28, is whether the final agreement will include a decision to phase down oil and gas.
If there is an agreement to phase out fossil fuels, it will be a success. If there's not, it will be a failure.
Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, more than 80 countries are pushing for a broader pact to phase out fossil fuels. Israel is on the third phase of ground operations in Gaza, according to Israeli government spokesperson Ilan Levy.
Encircling Khan Yunis in order to continue dismantling the Hamas terror state.
Israel's military entered Khan Yunis on Tuesday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Slovakia's new government of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico approved on Wednesday an amendment to the country's penal code to close the special prosecutor's office that deals with the most serious crimes and corruption. The opposition and non-governmental organizations protested the move, saying it will harm the rule of law. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Kevin McCarthy says in a Wall Street Journal op-ed he is leaving his job.